This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Rob Manfred, I believe you got the audio over there, Gold. He was on a broadcast.
Yep.
And he was talking a little bit about a radical idea he was thinking about for the future of baseball.
In my mind, I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, you know, entities like ESPN, because you'd be playing up out of the East, out of the West, in that 10 o'clock time slot where we, you know, sometimes get Boston, Anaheim.
Yes.
Would be two West Coast teams, and that 10 o'clock slot that's a problem for us sometimes becomes a real opportunity for our West Coast audience. So I think, you know, I think the owners realize that there's demand for Major League Baseball in a lot of great cities, and that we have an opportunity to do something good around that expansion process.
So that was, of course, during the Little League World Series, and the cool thing that baseball has done over the last couple of years, where they, like, so last night, Sunday Night Baseball, Mariners, Mets, right there in Pennsylvania with the kids in the stands. It was awesome. It was pretty cool, especially when Soto's a fan favorite, obviously, for kids. They wanted him to do the Soto shuffle, and he did an extra one late in the batter's box just for the kids out there. But back to the actual reason why we played the piece of audio, the idea of having realignment in baseball and thinking about an AL Central or NL Central, whatever you want to call it, where the Royals and the Cardinals and the Cubs and the White Sox and pick another team as well are all part of one division. That'd be fun. That'd be very tough, but it'd be fun.
At a time in which college football's single biggest mistake, in my opinion, is getting rid of regional-based rivalries, this would be genius by baseball, and I would love it. The biggest problem you'll have, admittedly, is the part of the country before you get to the Royals and the Texas teams are getting a little bit screwed in the regional-based rivalry stuff. Because I think it's fairly obvious. You'd have a five-team division of the Mariners, A's, Giants, Dodgers, and Padres. Mm-hmm. Then, because you're like, oh, we got one too many, because notice I did not mention the Angels. Well, so what? Angels get lumped in with Angels? Angels get to be in. Then A's, Arizona, Colorado, and the two Texas teams. There's my other five-team division. Then it's Royals, Cardinals, White Sox, Cubs, and Brewers, or either Brewers or Twins. Twins probably geographically a little bit further than Brewers or close to it, but also the Brewers are closer to some of the other teams like the Tigers, the Guardians, and the Reds. So when you start talking about that, that sounds awesome. If you're telling me that a fourth of their schedule or a third of their schedule is against the Cardinals and the White Sox and the Cubs, yeah, I'm on board. Why wouldn't that be more interesting? You want fans who can watch baseball in a similar time slot, enjoy it in a similar time slot, get me way less West Coast games just across the board, and then give me drivable cities for any team the Royals are going to play, I'm in. I'm 100% in.
It also, like, the rivalry with the Cardinals obviously is good, but it sparks it up even more where you're playing them more often. Like,
if it's a divisional race.
And the Royals is relatively regional.
It becomes a much bigger rivalry than it already is, I think.
I think it becomes, from a competitive standpoint, very challenging. I mean, it's a tougher division than what they're currently in. It just is.
Cardinals, Sox, Cubs, Twins, let's call it.
Yeah. I mean, two Chicago teams. I know one spins like a big league club more than the other, but two Chicago teams. The Cardinals, obviously, for their market size, it's a bigger city than Kansas City. They're outright the second, but they typically spend a pretty good amount of money on payroll. The Cardinals are still in a playoff race. They made a little push here recently, too, on the outside for a wild card. It would be so great for a travel standpoint for fans. You want to spend a weekend going to see the Royals on the road. Now you would have so many more opportunities to do that versus every couple of years. I know now it's a little bit easier with the way they've adjusted interleague play and everything. It's not really interleague play anymore. But you would be able to go to a Cubs game at Wrigley every year. It wouldn't even be a problem. Like, every year you would know you have an opportunity.
Six, seven games there every year. And again, I understand that, like, the Royals are one of the few teams and divisions in which it is regional. And I feel like their division kind of dislikes each other. Like, I think it kind of works because nobody's terribly far. What, the Guardians probably the furthest in their division as far as, like, geographically?
I mean, right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would say. I don't know what exactly. Yeah, Detroit's a little bit
Detroit
up there,
or
too.
I think Cleveland's a little further east, if I'm remembering right. And so the bigger problem is, what do you do about the East Coast teams? Do you put both New York teams in the same division? Do you put both LA teams in the same division? I think it'd be, I mean,
Subway Series, I'll say, Yankees, a division Red Sox, of, I mean,
Yankees, Mets. The Mets, the Yankees would get a huge advantage.
Yankees, Mets, and Red Sox.
They wouldn't have to leave the city.
Yankees, Mets, Red Sox, all in Yankees, Mets, Red Sox, all in one division.
Philly, and then the Blue Jays, probably. I mean, and again, that regional rivalries make sense in sports. Unless football's the only one that seemingly gets away with it. You never think about the Chargers being in L.A. because it's football.
For this to work, though, this also requires expansion. Difference. So this would require Major League Baseball adding a team in Nashville and in Montreal or in Portland or something like that. In order to do this divisional breakdown, you would need to do some expansion, I think, to at least to Nashville or Montreal. We know the Rays are staying. I guess you don't have to, but we know the Rays are staying with the new ownership. They already said they actually are going to stay in the St. Petersburg, Tampa area, despite everybody's speculation.
Because those are teams are not factoring in. Who's getting added, yeah.
I guess, that division is the Rays, the Braves, the Marlins,
And then the Nashville team, you know?
The Nashville team.
And then D.C. maybe?
Yeah, you probably grab either the O's or the Nationals as your additional team.
You got to have the Nationals and Orioles in the same division in this hypothetical. Yeah. That's way. Yeah. Have to be in the same division.
So who do you
division.
Steal, the Reds?
I don't know, but Nationals and Orioles, if you realign divisions, absolutely should be in the same division. I mean, they're right there in the DMV.
I mean, if they had an expansion in Portland, you have Mariners, Portland, San Francisco, Padres, Dodgers?
Dodgers, Angels, same thing. I think if you're in the same city, maybe you keep in the same division. But you could lump in the A's, Diamondbacks, Vegas, Rockies, you know, like any of those.
Houston,
the Rockies,
Rangers,
and the Texas teams are really the no man's land teams.
Yeah, someone that's like, yeah, if they go to 32, then you just do the simple four team divisions. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in that case, I guess the Royals Central, though, would be Royals, St. Louis, and then both Chicago teams, and that's it.
That sounds...
So you wouldn't even have Milwaukee. It would just be the Royals, Cardinals, and both Chicago teams.
Is that a harder division?
Yes.
You get the Cubs aren't huge. Like, they're a big market team, but they've never been, like, I guess more recently. They spend in bunches.
I think it's a much
tougher. It depends on when they want to spend.
Yeah. I think it's a tougher division. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cardinals are a better run organization, but it's not like the Twins and the Guardians, and, you know, haven't had a lot of success in the time the Royals have been in their division together. You know, it would be weird. The I-70 series being. Not we play two there, you play two here, but instead being 13 times a year.
Now, I don't like this one as much. Someone says if they wanted to go north and south instead of, you know, west to east, someone says, well, then it could be Royals, Cards, and then Rangers, Astros. That's actually, but that's not as fun. That's not as fun from the rivalry perspective.
Yeah. The Texas team are stuck in no man's land. For a regional rivalry, other than them being in division together, there is no natural one. They're either getting the Diamondbacks, or they're getting getting the Braves, or they're getting some of the teams up north.
In Chicago, if they were having the same conversation today, do you think they're intrigued by the idea of a division with Chicago and Chicago, Cardinals and Royals?
Probably not.
I think they'd have a better chance of winning that division.
Okay. Fair enough.
I
would agree, by the way. Like, I think it would be a very difficult division consistently to compete in. Now, the argument would be like the Royals haven't over decades necessarily been all that, consistently competitive in the current division.
What are they competing against now? It's only really been the Cardinals in the NL Central this entire time they've been fighting with. The rest of the teams, the Brewers have been very, very competitive.
They just stink in the postseason. They've had some really good regular seasons.
Reds and the Pirates have been jokes.
Correct. Yeah, the Pirates I don't know if they'll ever be good. The Pirates, they had the one playoff wild card game like within the last 8 years. And I understand like the Royals haven't been in the playoffs all that much, but the Pirates are an absolute joke of a franchise.
If we're talking about like driving distance, Chicago would probably rather have Milwaukee and either Minnesota or Detroit, I guess.
But it's more crowded in the east. The further east you go, the more crowded it is, right?
Yeah.
Like Blue Jays, Yankees, Mets. It feels like they've all got to kind of be together. Boston.
Ooh, someone.
And
someone,
maybe Philly.
What would it look like?
Someone says they should just do 8-team divisions and shrink it down. Ooh.
Hey, to 4 divisions of 8 teams?
4 of 8 instead of 4 team divisions.
Then you really get into the Royals, Cardinals,
ALNL,
Brewers, Twins, Chicago teams.
Or 16-16, you know.
So then you're really just saying the divisions don't matter that much. It's like the NBA more on that point, like where the divisions themselves really don't mean as much.
They do not matter.
Unless
it's just
going to
be a conference thing. It's going to just become like the NBA. It's just a conference thing. Like
it's an excuse to create regional rivalries.
Yeah.
What sport has that left? College football used to have it, and it was great, and they got rid of it.
I think the NFL.
So what sport has it left?
The NFL to a degree.
Kansas City's case, they don't play anybody anywhere near their dam.
I mean,
Denver's the closest, and they're 8.5 hours away.
I know, but I still think the AFC, like the NFL, still division by AFC North, Steelers rivalry with Baltimore and stuff. That's still pretty damn good. The Chiefs and Raiders, despite I understand,
I'm saying regional. They've got rivalries. They don't need the regional part.
Yeah, the NFL doesn't need it because you're playing one game a week.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
Like Bears, Packers.
If you want to go see the Chiefs play the Broncos, you've got plenty of time to plan that trip, and you've got. It's going to be most cases on a Sunday. I know this gets into the flex scheduling stuff, which is going to become, I think, more of a storyline later in the year. Now that they're allowed to flex in a shorter time frame, I think it's going to screw over some fans. But that's a conversation we'll get to.
Someone suggested they should do this in the NFL. What the heck would that look like?
Say it again.
Regional rivalries in the NFL? No,
if they realign the divisions in the NFL around the regional aspect of it.
Well, then the Chiefs and Bears would be in the same division.
Yeah,
probably.
Chiefs, Bears, Vikings, and
it'd be Broncos.
It'd
be Broncos.
Cowboys? You get like the Texas teams?
Because you would have, it would probably be Lions.
Green Bay?
Lions, Browns, Colts, Bengals, probably in a 4-team division. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Miami Dolphins, Falcons, and Panthers?
I mean, Seattle, 49ers. Rams, Chargers.
Are we sure, though, it's that way? I mean, it could be Denver. Like, Denver could be up there in that northwest.
I guess. I think Denver would get lumped in with Arizona and Texas teams.
Yeah.
I honestly think that that's where Denver would end.
And then it would be what? Chiefs?
And Kansas City be very fringe.
Chiefs, Packers, Vikings, Bears?
Chiefs, Vikings, Packers. They would just join the NFC North.
Yeah, and just kick the Lions out of the Lions.
Or something. Yeah. Or the Colts. They would just join the NFC North, essentially, would be the Chiefs. I don't like it nearly as much for football. Football rivalries
for
exist.
The NFL, it would feel very weird like if the NFL Chiefs decided to do this.
The Chiefs and the Bengals, the Chiefs and the Bills are big rivals because teams are good. NFL is good at rivalries based on we're good. We face each other. We're good. They come and go. They live or die. If you were born in 1992, like Alec, 91?
91.
You're born in 1991 like Alex, you hate the Raiders. If you were born in the year 2000, you might hate the Chargers. If you were born, like, it just depends.
It's the Broncos. Yeah, yeah,
for sure.
Depending on when you were born, your rivalry in the division is based on which team was good, not the region. Baseball could use a region because for the most part, the only baseball team you care about is yours. You don't know what's going on with the other teams.
You definitely don't care about the Angels or a West Coast team.
Hell no.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which this is also why the NFL is king. I mean, you can be the biggest star in your sport and be in Kansas City. Yep. You don't have to be in New York. I mean, that's what's great about the NFL.
And I think to your guys' point about it, if when the Patriots were good, if they were playing the Rams in LA, you're going to stay up late to watch that game because it's the NFL and everything like that. Where if it's the Mets and the Angels, I'm not staying up
if
to
I'm
watch.
I'm a Mets fan?
I'm not staying up to watch that game. I'll see what happens later, where it's just a different product and fans consume it differently.
Get more games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.